This is the Raising Carter Podcast, and I'm your host, Ramon Weatherall Sr., and we're talking about today the three P's of parenting, and I got my brother, my teammate, Vern Starks with me, and the three P's of parenting are providing, protecting, and being present. Under all of them, you got other elements that come to mind, and of course, we're going to start with the obvious one. Providing. So under providing, you got financial support. You got to take care, financially. Then you got resources, different type of resources that you want to, make your kid available to your kid. And then being a role model. You got to set some type of example for your kid. And nowadays, can't leave out their emotional needs. That's you, a scumbag for dad. What do you think about those things, Vern, under providing? What order would you put those things in yourself?
I think under the providing umbrella, there's no certain order. I think right. All the things that you named under that one umbrella are very essential to providing. And you hit the nail on the head. The emotional needs in today's society with your kid is super important because they go through a ton of different emotions, way more than I ever remember going through as a child myself. So you definitely have to be on point and available for those needs. Then you said something else is very important. Resources, like you got to tap into the available resources for your child if they may want to get into a specific program at school or whatever. And I think us as parents, it's not always the school's responsibility to have these resources available. It's up to us as parents to do our research and provide those as well. So I think that the bullet points that you named under that umbrella are very, very important. And I think there's no specific order. They just definitely need to be handled however you as a parent wish to handle them.
Right. I agree. I don't think they really come in a specific order. Financially, most women will say if you're not doing nothing financially, you're not doing nothing. You know what I mean? If you ain't helping out with these bills, I don't care nothing about all that other stuff. But I think when it comes to the child, all of them things are important. Their emotional needs, because children, for some reason, are way more emotional than we were. My three-year-old is emotional. She'll tell you you mean and all you hurting my feelings and all kind of stuff. So she just told my wife, you mean. So I think, it's the emotional needs are important. Being a good role model is important, especially for your son. You want him to be a father one day, hopefully. So that's important. And what was the other one? The resources, like you said. Finding them something to do, finding them whatever they might be good at. Your daughter might want to be on a dance team or something. You know what I mean? You never know. She might want to join martial arts. So it's important to know those things and not be like the old school dads or whoever and just think I put clothes on your back and a roof over your head. That's all I need to do. them days is over. Protecting your child. And under protecting, of course, you got safety. You want to have them in a safe environment at school, at home, hell, anywhere they go, wherever they at. Any good father want. This one kind of caught me off guard. Being an advocate for your kid, basically. But that, it caught me off guard, but it is important. With being an advocate, we'll talk about that. And guidance. Man, guidance. Kind of like what we was talking about a couple episodes back about the police. Giving them that game and that guidance on, hey, this is how you do that. and support, kind of like still supporting those emotional needs, still giving them that support. So what do you think about those things under protection? Because most fathers would just be like, safety, that's it. You know, we might not even think about those other ones.
True. And I've witnessed this a lot of times. A lot of parents think that protection means if they enter it with somebody at school, they go up there and try to check the kid or beat the bully up or get into it with the other kid's mother or father. But the things that you stated are more knowledgeable ways to protect your kid. Protecting doesn't always have to equal violence or hostility.
Right.
You can protect your kid and support them in whatever they want to do in life. Of course, you have to have shelter, food, clothes, and those type of essential things that we, you know, already know that a parent should be able to provide for their kids. But protection is a really broad range of a whole bunch of things. You can, you know, be that type of protector. If someone's bothering your child at school, of course you're gonna jump to their defense because that's just in our nature. You know what I mean? But you know, like you said, providing, you know, for that child in different ways, the emotional attachment again that you brought up, those are all forms of good protection. And if worst come to absolute worst, being that father that has to jump to the defense if your child is being bullied or something happens out in the streets or at school.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like that, you know, being that advocate for your son or daughter, but like you said, kind of doing it in a smart way, you know, instead of going to violence or you causing more of a problem if that's the way you choose to handle things. I mean, like you said, sometimes it comes down to that and you have to, but that's not how you want to handle things. Being a support system for their emotional needs, that's today. That's the times we live in. So you gotta be there protecting them, protecting their emotional needs, safety, and giving them guidance. Mm-hmm. Because you, hopefully if they had the right guidance, you don't have to, you know, come in, you know, being Bruce Willis or Arnold Schwarzenegger. If they know what's happening, if they got the right guidance, they can probably make a better decision and hopefully not get into anything crazy.
True.
You know, true. What I'm saying? So we're gonna go to the final one. Being present is quality time, listening, consistency, and engagement. What do you think about that?
Those are some great points, because all of those things are super important in the growth of your child. I can say mainly for me, it's listening, especially nowadays. Like, kids are so consumed with, you know, social media and all other type of things that, you know, you barely get a chance to really sit down and talk to your kids. So when they make time for you to actually talk to them, you definitely need to be available and have an open ear to their conversation, because there's so much going on with different influences and, you know, bad group of peoples and X, Y, and Z, man. So listening is super, super duper important. I think that's one of the main ones out of the ones that you just named. And engagement is also good too. Not just sports, not just being at the games, you know, engage in what type of music genre that they may like. Everybody don't like the same type of music. I mean, my girlfriend's son, my stepson, so he likes a different type of music. He likes Korean rap. It's called K-pop.
I heard of that, but I never, yeah, I didn't know that's what it was. Okay, you put me up on game.
That expression that you just gave, I gave that same expression when I was like, what? K-pop, what is that? I took it upon myself to study K-pop to find out where it originated. What are the major groups? Like, what do they actually do? And I actually listened to some of it. And honestly, some of it is really, really good, but that's just what he likes. Like, he don't like regular rapping. He don't even know who the Jeezys and all those people are. It's very important to take that time out to know what your child like, because they may be out the norm. They may like something else. And you, as a father, stepfather, whatever, you got to tap into their world, and that will evolve your relationship with your child, your blood child, and stepchild.
That is an excellent point, my friend and teammate, because I didn't know. It's your job to know. It's your job to know. So just saying you didn't know that he was listening to, you know, gangster rap, and it influenced him to do something crazy, that ain't no excuse. It's your job to just like you said, find out the things that they are into and do research and get interested in it yourself, because everybody likes to talk about the things they like. And that makes a person feel important to you. And you wouldn't know that if you wouldn't know that he liked the K-pop if you wasn't listening.
Correct.
If you wasn't listening, you wouldn't know that. And then you took it one step further to engage and check it out yourself. So that's a great example of being present, not just as a father, but as a stepfather. Y'all, you know, you in the same house. I know that feeling too. You've got to try too. The kids got to try, but you got to try too as a father. Whether you said, like you said, whether it's your own child or step, you got to try, man. It's fathers with biological kids that don't try. They don't have no idea. They don't have no idea what's going on.
Those are the Kia boys and the Kia girls.
Yeah.
That they don't know what their son or daughter is into. They don't know what they like. They don't know where they at 9 o'clock at night.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
And then if you ask them, then once they do something, oh, my son was a good boy. He didn't do nothing. He was a good boy. He was out here stealing everybody's car. You know, he ain't that good, but you don't know that. You don't know what he into. You have no idea what he's into because you're not present. You're not engaging with him. You're not spending any quality time with him. You're not listening. And the last one, I think, in that group is being consistent. You can't be checking out. Things aren't going right with you, so you just check out. You know, things ain't going right at the job. You just come home, sit in your chair, hit a crack open a beer, and you gone. You kids just running around doing everything. They bringing girls in the house. They doing everything. And you know, me and you both know, we seen that before. And we seen that from fathers. You know, girls having fathers who they just check, you know, they check out. You can't do that. You got to be consistent. And these three P's of parenting, man, you got to live by them. What you think about that, Vern? You got to live by those things, man. I mean, shit, hell, this episode is teaching me something. You got to live by those, man.
They definitely need to be instilled in your everyday life as a parent. Whether you are biological or you're a step parent, because I see so many times that they thinking that engaging and being present is signing the child up for an AAU team, paying the money to get on the team, and going to the games. Okay, that's fine,
right?
But it's a lot more than that. What happens after the game when this kid had a bad game and he want to talk about why he's not striving or why he's not doing good or whatever? You ain't got no idea. You're not in tune with the coaches. You don't go to the practices. You don't got no idea what's going on. All you know is that you got the receipt for his jerseys and his travel team merchandise and all that. So you are absolutely right. Those things need to be in your everyday life. They need to be exercised a lot more. Some of those things need to be practiced more than others, depending on what areas as a parent you feel that you're right. not giving that child. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Evaluate yourself. You know, say, okay, am I, you know, I think, man, a lot of times as parents, we think we can't do no wrong. You know what I mean? Like, because we go back to, I'm providing, I'm putting a roof over your head, I'm doing all this and that. Well, that's what you're supposed to do. You know, but that don't mean that you can't, that you're not making, like you said, mistakes in other places. They might have a real issue with you. You don't even know.
Right. And that's when the child starts to shut you out. Mm-hmm. Now the child don't want to talk to you about things that's going on in their personal life. Yep. So now they just acting off of other kids' influences and doing mm-hmm. what they're doing because you didn't take that time. Now they don't want to give you that time. Now your time period to sit down and talk to her or him is past now.
It's past now. And like I believe you said in other episodes, now they're listening to somebody else. Mm-hmm. They ain't listening to you no more. You know, somebody else in their ear now, they listening to that person. Because we seen it before. This good kid, male or female, now they in a gang or something. Because now they listening to this other person. Because you were too preoccupied with being right. As parents, we not always right. Evaluate where you are as a parent. And know that moms and dads got like different roles. Raising Carter podcast is kind of wrapped around my son Carter, but me and my wife got different roles with our son. He wants his mom to be one way with him, and then I'm supposed to be another way with him. You know, for some people that's hard. You know, we be going through a thing, you know, with this 7-year-old, because my wife thinks he's, you know, mouthing off and talking back and giving her a rough time, and she don't understand. It's like, well, why is he listens to you, but when I tell him to do something, he's not doing it. You know, he don't do it. Right then and there, you got to acknowledge, okay, maybe I'm doing something wrong here. This is a good episode for me to understand and for other dads to be like, okay, what can I do to make, you know, this kid realize that you got to do this or you got to do that? Or in my case, Carter, hey, man, you got to respect your mom more. This is an episode that dads really need to, you know, pay attention to. You got any last remarks you want to say, my brother?
The last thing us as parents want to do is if our child end up going down a bad path, the last thing we want to do is question ourselves, like, what more could we have done to prevent that? Like, could I have spent more time with him or her? Or could I have done this? Now you're asking yourself all these questions. Now you gotta go see your son or daughter on visiting hours. So take that time out now. I know we as parents be busy. We got 1,000 things going on and X, Y, and Z. But take that time out. Sit down with your child. Find out what's going on. Find out their interests, their likes, dislikes, and all of that stuff. Because it'll definitely be beneficial for you as a parent in the long run, for sure.
I love that, man. It's, you know, like Vern said, you know, you're going to be asking yourself, well, could I did this? Could I done that? Do it now. Be honest with yourself now. Be truthful with yourself now. And, you know, sometimes your kids can say things that might, you know, that hurt. You know what I mean? But, oh, a mom could go and make this dinner and then you snap, or you go out and they're like, they playing sports and you try to go bounce a shoe. Man, don't nobody want to wear these shoes or something like that. Instead of flying off the handle, instead try to step back and think about things and try to correct. Get that relationship right now where both of y'all can tell, hey, man, you know, I understand you want better shoes, man, but, you know, I worked really hard to get you these, and that, you know, that wasn't really cool. You know what I'm saying? If you have that relationship with your son or daughter, they'll be like, you know, yeah, I was wrong, Dad, or, you know, so you do it now or do it later. Later might be, Yeah,
you're gonna be a sucker later.
Yeah, man, for real, man, for real. Appreciate you for coming on again, man. I think this episode was really good, man. I love it. I love it, man. Can't wait to get it out there, man. And we out of here.
Yes, sir. Until next time, my brother. Love,
brother. Peace.